This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is year-end planning. As we approach year-end, I'm very excited about putting together my 2017 strategic plan. If you are just starting out in real estate investing, this could also be a great time for you to start putting your first strategic plan together. Or if you are already investing, to review where you've been and look ahead to what you'll need to reach your investing goals. In this episode and next week, I will really explore the importance of careful preparation and planning for your 2017 plan and what is required. Developing a good strategic plan is very important if you're serious about reaching your real estate investment goals. Just buying a house here and there is not a plan, or even saying, I will buy one house a year. Your strategic plan puts your goals into perspective. It helps define how you will achieve these goals and keeps you on track to achieve your goals. I would recommend buying a notebook, maybe one of those clear slip covers so you can put your 2017 strategic plan on it, with maybe your logo or whatever you might want to have on there, and start collecting all your data and putting it in this one place. I also love whiteboards, and I don't know how much space you have in your place, but you don't have to do this either, but it helps me to kind of organize my thoughts, and you could even just put little stick-it notes on the wall to jot down ideas, goals, thoughts, strategies, things that you want to try to look at for the year ahead. It helps me organize my thinking and ultimately the plan. And don't get too hung up on how it looks, or you're not writing a doctoral thesis here. It's just has to work for you. That's what's important. So, you know, write it and develop it according to your particular needs and how your mind works. It's just important that you map it out carefully so that your goals and objectives are realistic and achievable. The first step, if you have been investing already, is to look back. If you're already investing, you know, one of the most important steps is to assess your current year. How did that go? You can gain great insights by looking back and assessing where you've been. So much can be learned that way. So start collecting all of your data, those that have already started investing. You know, print out all your financials, all the financial tracking data, things like profit and loss statements, balance sheets, rent rolls, all of your income and expenses. If you don't have those numbers readily available, maybe it's time to consider getting a bookkeeping program like QuickBooks, or maybe even hiring a part-time bookkeeper. If you use Excel spreadsheets, you can draw from that data. Whatever you have to really track your finances over the last year. Also, look at other data pertinent to your real estate investing activities that have occurred over the last year, like your calendars, day timers, whatever your records you have, to get a good perspective of how you spent your time in the last year, the year in review, so to speak. Where did you go? How did you spend your time? Track how many hours per week you spent on real estate, investing, education, mentoring, research, etc. Did you attend any industry boot camps or conferences? Did you listen to podcasts, read books? Write down how much time you spent on these activities and make records of your hours spent as best you can. You know, don't go too crazy with it, but just to be able to track and to see how much time you dedicated to your goals. Even, you know, tracking your mileage, all these things, especially as you get these expenses together, are legitimate tax deductions that can go against the income from your properties. So dig deep. Approach it like you're a reporter, you know, writing about a company or someone, and try to get all the data you can put together. Look at what you've accomplished too. You know, did you meet any of your goals? It's time to celebrate those successes and learn from your failures. Even if you just made a tiny bite or a tiny step, that's great. It's okay to pat yourself on the back for your wins. Write them down. It's encouraging, and it'll help you to move forward to the next step. If something worked well, make a note and do more of that, but maybe refine it and see if you can do it better. If you blew it, you know, take the time to look at why you messed up and learn from it. Either refine it or kill it. You know, take it out of your plan. Paint a good picture of how your year went, and write notes again about what you can do to improve it and refine it. If you have not done anything yet, but you know you're just getting started, you know, now's a great time to look ahead. Maybe you're not ready to start at the beginning of the year, but maybe you'll start implementing it in springtime. I would recommend for those of you that are, you know, starting out especially, and some of you that are already investing that want to really pinpoint it and get more focused, is to read some good books. These are books that I really take to heart, are great resources. Ken McElroy's The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, The Unofficial Guide to Real Estate Investing. Bigger Pockets even has a free book, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing. And there's also The Millionaire Real Estate Investor and Multifamily Millions, or The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings by Steve Burgess. These are all going to be listed in the show notes for today. So, you know, don't worry about writing these down. You can just go to olddogsreinetwork.com to the blog section and look up the episode for today. And all of these will be there with links so that you can take a look at the books too. Also, I'd recommend listening to some of our previous episodes. 006, episode 006 on how to get started in real estate investing, and 010 on setting your real estate investing goals. These are both good primers before you write your plan. The main things that we're going to look at, especially in the next week's episode, developing sort of the key elements of the plan, your mission statement, your goals, your strategy, and the time frame or timeline that you're going to be working with. Now, keep in mind, this is not a business plan. I don't want you to write a business plan. I mean, that will be appropriate when the time calls, but I'm talking about a real workable plan. I would have this notebook right by your desk or wherever it is you work on your real estate investing. And it's your reference that you go to and you write notes in it, and it's very flexible. This is not something you're going to be submitting to a bank, for example, like you would with a business plan. But it is, it's to be workable, but it's also, you know, to be something that challenges you and helps move you forward. Just a quick little overview on some of the areas that we're going to be looking at. For example, the mission statement. That's really what you tell people that say, hey, what are you doing with real estate now? And you can explain clearly, you know, your purpose and the benefits that you're going to provide there. Do your research and come up with a good, solid mission statement. Your goals will also be in here. And where do you want to go? Let's say you're working still and your goal is to replace your income. Let's say you want to make $5,000 per month in passive income. Well, you're going to outline that and how you're going to achieve that. Maybe you don't have the cash to buy homes like you'd like to. Maybe you're going to do some wholesaling and or flipping homes to raise some capital. And so that's going to be outlined as well in this in your goals section, your strategy. There are hundreds of ways to make money in real estate, and you don't need hundreds. You really got to zero on what it is you want to do. And if you want to wholesale with the intent of maybe eventually purchasing rental properties with the cash that you generate, you know, then that might be your strategy. You might want to start looking for investors, and maybe you're going to start buying small multifamilies to start off. And so, you know, that'll be in your strategy. Your time frame is really important too. If you're working, then, you know, your time is limited. So you've got to plot out, you know, how many hours a week do you want to give to this? What days and what times, what hours do you want to devote to it? Are you going to be getting up a little earlier and maybe doing a lot of this in the morning? That's what I love doing personally. But if you are already retired, you know, you're plotting out what are your days you're going to be dedicating to this, and what you're going to be doing over that time period. Define your market. What kind of properties will you be looking for? Classes, A, B, or C, low income, high income, commercial areas, those types of things. If you have properties within distance to your home you can drive to and purchase, well, that's great. You don't have to go out of state. But if you're in places like California or, you know, New York or different areas where it might be, you know, very difficult to find properties that meet your criteria and that are affordable, then you know, you want to develop an out-of-state plan and start looking at markets that you might want to invest in. Look at criteria before you go out and start looking for deals. Establish the criteria that your deals must fall into. How much cash flow do you want to generate for each property? I have like a per door amount that I use. How much can you spend on a property? Do you want to do rehab? If you do, how much are you going to allocate for that? Those types of things. Be flexible, which is really important. You know, as you start to get in this more, you're going to realize, gee, you know, I thought I could do that. I wanted to start off flipping. I never did it. I never flipped a house yet, but I had all kinds of research and actually spent a lot of money getting information on flipping, and I've never done it because it just didn't work for my particular situation. So, you know, be flexible. Allow this plan to be sort of a living document. You also have your marketing information here too. You know, your marketing plan should be part of this. And how are you going to find the deal? How are you going to find motivated sellers? Where are you going to look for that information? That'll be in your marketing plan. Financing. How are you going to finance your deals? Look at, you know, what do you have available? Do you have equity in your home? Do you want to borrow that equity to get started? Maybe you have a little nest egg and you could tap into some of that. Do you want to find investors? Do you want to take out loans, conventional loans, hard money loans, private money? I mean, there's a lot you can do in the financial area, and it's a real important area because we're always dealing with numbers with real estate investing. How are you going to put your deals together? What are the numbers? How are you going to track? How are you going to assess whether something's a good deal or not? Do you have your team together? Do you have a good attorney, a real estate attorney, a CPA, title companies, those types of things, property managers, if you're going to be having them manage the property? You also want to include in here your exit strategies too. You know, if things don't go well, what's plan B? And have all of this together in this one document. So I'm going to talk more next week about specifically, you know, again, you know, what kinds of things you want to include in your plan. But you know, I think this is a good primer, a good start for you. Start thinking about these things, jotting things down. You know, buy the notebook, you know, or the whiteboard, or whatever it is that you're going to do to start compiling this information. Well, that's it for today. Please note, everything I mentioned here, as I said earlier, is in the show notes. So you can go in there. You can also look at those past episodes I mentioned as well. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.